All right, let's lighten it up a little bit, Trendon. This is I so much appreciate that you reached out to us and wanted to get this message across to our visitors. I agree with you. Owning the boat side, I hear all the arguments and all the this buck is bigger and leasing and all this other stuff. And you know what? After listening to you and of course what my wife went through and everything, you couldn't be more right. None of this stuff is meaningful. All those things are just trivial. But let's talk about hunting. Let's go back to hunting and your plans and how your plans have changed and now how you're looking at your upcoming season.
Great question. Upbeat, raise the voice, and let me just tell you what's going on. I was supposed to leave for Hawaii in 2 weeks, and then New Zealand, and then British Columbia and Alaska, and back to Argentina, all big game animals, blah, blah, blah. Through the best and worst of Tread Bart. I had to cancel almost everything because I don't know. I think I'm going to be here for 60 days. I think that's what I need. What am I going to do? I'm going to see where I end up. I will not bore everybody with this information again, but when I have a major break, I'm going to let you know. If I can ride a horse, I can hunt anywhere in the world. That's one of my greatest goals. If I can ride a horse, by the way, I will continue to love and own my home at Longbow Ranch in Colorado. I am in a crossroads where I am now supposedly, I'm not a paraplegic hunter, but what do you call somebody without their legs? Special hunter or, I don't know.
A disabled?
Disabled hunter, wheelchair hunter. I mean, we don't know where I'm going to end up. But there's all kind of rules and regulations that are different in these states to allow you to do different things. I probably will not take advantage of that. I still probably won't use cameras in the woods. I still will not probably go to a compound bow. I will shoot a long bow, shoot wooden arrows. I'm going to do it the hard way. I'm going to shoot on public land. Obviously, in the new and end adventure, so the best and worst of Tread Barda, just getting me to location, just getting me there, is going to be 90% of the battle. But you know what? Hey, everybody, let me tell you about the real world. In the real world of how people do on hunts and how many people come back with their game, in the real world, getting there is supposed to be the hunt. The hunt is not when you put the arrow in the animal. The hunt is the process of getting there. So I think that is going to take on a new meaning. I am going to do my best to do it the hard way, the Barda way, absolutely no different. And I know that I'm going to fail a lot. And I know that what I may end up shooting as an opportunity may be a trophy to me, but viewed differently. But I can tell you right now, if my first hunt was a white-tailed deer hunt and I shot a 60-pound doe, I would consider it the largest big game animal I ever shot. And I'm just going to do my thing and try to bring a message to kids and so forth. And by the way, kids, you listening? This is no different than doing your homework. Just think about it. I have a lot of children and a lot of kids that I send letters to. I know you're on the bow site. I know your families understand my message. You wake up in the morning, you brush your teeth, you clean your room, you do the work. You go to school, you concentrate, you're not disruptive. You do not spend one day of your life without doing one selfish act for someone else. And guess what? The best friends that you will ever have, the most trusted friends you will ever have, the people who will always be at your side, are your parents. And you got to love them back. We got to stop taking each other for granted. So I'm looking forward to a great recovery. I'm looking forward to a great seasons coming up. And I'm also looking forward to inspiring others who have much worse problems than I have.